We're talking golf here. We're obviously golf guys, as you hear us talking. We just got to enjoy Victor Hovland taking down the last signature event of the PGA Tour as the playoff extended into Monday morning. He took down Scottie Scheffler to become the lead traveler of the Traveler Championship. I think that's what they call it. So we have right now, to give you a little bit more insight on that, our golf expert here on Work in Progress, Greg Rosengarten, twin brother of the T-Box's Craig Rosengarten. Thank you so much for joining us out here at Las Colinas Country Club, Greg.
DJ Regensburg, Justin Montaker, always a pleasure to speak to you boys.
Always good to speak to you too, Greg. For anyone unfamiliar, while Craig Rosengarten, you can only hear him Saturday doing the T-Box, and he has the Avid Golfer magazine. Greg, I believe you also have a magazine, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm the writer, editor, and provider of Flaccid Golfer magazine.
That's right. How could I forget the name? Flaccid Golfer magazine. Well, like you said, DJ, the Travelers Championship. This weekend, I was glued in to the Power Wheelchair Soccer. What can you tell us about that, Greg? I'm sure you were locked in as well.
I was not glued into power wheelchairing as a sport, but I was glued into the Travelers Championship, which is on the verge of getting wrapped up yesterday. It was looking like a couple holes left out there for Victor Hovland and Scottie Scheffler, heading to a stroke off. Shafts flying all over the place, that they were stroking it, putting their balls virtually wherever they wanted. Kashmir had a strong showing, but faded. Morikawa had a shot at beating them, but finished early. Couldn't last. Couldn't hang with the big boys. Morty had to watch all sad and alone as the other two kept going on. And kept going on they were, as it was down to the wired, mano-y-mano, Hovland versus Scheffler.
Hovland.
Down to that last hole, trying to push it and push themselves past the limit. Norwegia versus USA. And after they all stroked it out, it all came down to this. They tied, forcing them to move to a stroke off this morning.
The phrasing is just, how does he not hear
word.
It? Yeah.
Sitting here with our golf expert, Greg Rosengarten. Of course, the twin brother of the T-Box's Craig Rosengarten. You went quite a long ways there to tell us they tied yesterday, right? Went to a playoff this morning?
Well, it means a lot to these boys. The winner gets that nice $20 million purse.
Oh.
It's got all the pockets you can want.
I don't think so.
Not an actual purse.
And after 4 days, the two of them duking it this morning, as you are hearing it here for the first time, I'm breaking to this to you right now.
Okay.
Victor Hovland.
Uh-huh.
Backed by his Norwegian Weasley.
Yeah.
One and all, and one and all he did. He won his 8th PGA Tour non-major win championship today. But that's not why I'm here to talk to you boys today.
Okay, good, because I announced that as I was bringing you on, so it's very redundant. I hope that's not all you've got here. You usually join us to recap the latest tournament, hoping you can give us a little bit more insight into the actual win as opposed to just who won.
Not today, DJ. Today I'm here for a bigger purpose. As you well know, I'm not the only golf expert here. I'm also an American. Born and bred. I lived American. I speak American. Aside from that one time in the 90s when I got struck in the head by a golf ball and was speaking fluent Korean for a couple days.
Right. We all remember
before that. Before you ask, can't speak it anymore. But I don't know if you guys know this.
I can barely speak English, so yeah, I figure you can't speak Korean.
There's a big grandiversary coming up this week. These United States are celebrating our 250th birthday of freedom and liberty and all that implies.
Oh, yeah.
And to celebrate, I've made a special announcement I'd like to make. Get that ready with the fanfare there, Connor. We're going to be celebrating.
Tyler.
We're celebrating America with our own party.
Oh.
By throwing Flaccid 250.
Okay.
Flaccid Golfer Magazine, proud to host this 4th of July event. For the golf fan out there that also loves America.
Oh, I got to laugh. Yeah, I didn't laugh yet. Well, that sounds great. What are you going to have at this, if you're stuck on the name, Flaccid 250?
Yeah. Horrible name.
I'm glad you got there, Monto. All kinds of things and more. I'm going to be cooking up the hot dogs. I'm going to be grilling up the bratwurst. I'm going to be having some live ass music as well.
What kind of music?
Glad you're out there, Deez. We got all kinds of genres, all kinds of spectrums. We got Morgan Whalen.
Yeah,
we got more Pompiax. We got Lady Goo Goo. Maybe Intermeet Cute covering Upper Bits.
Right.
We're going to have, from the 90s crowd, we're going to have the Gaga Dolls out there playing their hits.
Goo Goo Dolls, yeah. Oh, this is way off.
Big card, though. Yeah. Big lineup.
For the kids, we got Santino Carpenter. He's all the rage. We got
Sabrina.
Also, we got that Hispanic band that has the alarm clock for the singer for the, all the Wannabe Monties out there in the crowd.
Okay, good. There are a lot of those.
Vanilla Ice is going to be there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out he'll play yes to anything.
Yeah.
And you two will be excited because we're also going to have a ticket tie-in, another performer just for the ticket, P1's in the crowd.
Oh, and who might that be?
Oddly specific.
We're Flatted 250.
Uh-huh.
Are going to have the Flatted Tones of Mark Elfenbein with his cover band, Elf With and Farter. His Elf Wind and Fired cover band. As Elf sings their hit song, Starting Star. You know how it goes. You're starting star. No matter who you are. Starting loud to see. Starting through your bleeds. Now, if you want tickets.
If you classic.
Want tickets to this event, I urge you to go to imflatsy250.com.
No one is going to go to that
website.
Now, I'm going to. All I need to do now is secure a venue, preferably a golf course locally that can accommodate 45,000 people.
Wait, how can you be teasing all of this and you don't even have a venue? I don't think that many people also are going to show up to
this. I was concerned about getting all the acts in order and everything like that. I signed the dotted line, and I need some local course to pull through. I got a lot of hot dogs I'm grilling up here, King.
Well, I don't think any reputable course around here is going to host your Flaccid 250 event.
Hot dogs should not have been number one on your priority list.
No, but we wish you luck. I mean, yeah. It sounds like you've put a lot of work into this, and for you, I would say that you've done a pretty good job so far. So
thank
good
you,
luck
boys.
On that.
Yeah, thank you, everything you do, your bodies. Let's go golf. GYK.
Go golf.
GYK.
Yeah, cheap there. Cheap hitter yeah. There.
He knows how to play to the crowd, though.
I'll be honest with you, DJ. They have hot dogs. I'll swing by.
Might show up, too.
I'll swing by.
Flaccid 250 is more of our speed, I think.